Hello, Candy. It's Bobby Brown.
What?
How you doing, love?
I'm fine now. It's all good. I just need to know who I owe for making this one happen. Who do I make that payment to, Bobby? I've been trying to catch up to you for 30 years.
Boy, I don't know.
Congrats.
How are you?
I couldn't be better. Blessed to have you inside the candy store this morning, Bobby, so I could say to you from the heart how proud I am of the success that you've had with New Edition and as a solo artist. Congratulations and much love to you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Yes, and as a fellow Bostonian, I've been there from day one on what might have been your first concert, WRBB's birthday celebration at 9 Lansdowne.
Yep.
You probably don't even know. You weren't even old enough to get in the club.
But we was in there, though.
Yes, and then the magic happened. I blinked, and New Edition took off from Roxbury to Hollywood.
Oh, boy.
And here we are 30 years later.
30 years later. I know, huh?
How have you been?
I've been wonderful. Just taking it easy, doing some acting, still touring, you know.
You sound good.
Thank you, love.
Yes. How's the family?
Family's great. All my kids are great. My wife is doing wonderful. Sitting here helping me out with everything.
Oh, well, she's the one who helped get this thing done. I need to give her a hug.
Yeah, she's the one that got me up this morning.
Well, please thank her for making this happen for me.
I will.
All right. How's Bobby Christina?
Bobby Chris is good. The Princia is great. She's about to graduate from college.
Is she?
Yes, next month. So I'm just really proud of her. Little Bobby is still in college. Landon is doing good. Cassius is at school. The little one is just, he's nuts, you know. That's my little big man. But all the kids are great. Thank you for asking.
Do you think any of your children will follow in your footsteps?
Well, I think little Bobby is. Landon, he's also in it. But my little man, Cassius, he's a beast with it.
Really?
Yeah, he's microphone. He has all kinds of instruments and just loves being on the microphone looking in the mirror, singing whatever song he can possibly sing.
That's all right. Do you get back home often?
I haven't been back home none this year yet. I'm looking forward to getting back there for my daughter's graduation next month. And I'm just trying to maintain and stay busy. I get there as much as I possibly can, though, you know.
Cool. I got to know your must-haves, though. When you get back home, are you like me? You got to have your fried clams, your Simcoes.
I got to have my fried clams. I got to have, you know, my Chinese food.
Yeah.
And I gotta go down to Dudley and get me a steak and cheese.
UG's
or Joe's, you know. So, you know, I definitely do a lot of eating when I'm there. Legal seafood is my spot.
And after that, you're good.
I'm good.
It's been 30 years, and you're still blessed with amazing success. And you really have lived your life in front of the media. And through it all, I've been there for you. I've been with you all the way, because that's what real friends do. That's what family does. That's how we roll. Who's been there for you through it all?
Oh, my family has been there, you know. My brothers, my sisters, my kids, you know. Even, you know, New Edition, I mean, they've backed me with everything that I've been through in my life, you know. Me being 9 years clean from narcotics.
And congratulations on that. That's definitely a blessing.
Yeah, thank you. It's just, you know, it's just a blessing to be able to get out there and do what we do again and, you know, live the dream or keep the dream alive.
And, you know, my dream came alive last year, April 1st, thanks to our operations manager, Terry Thomas, who's also a Bostonian, when she got me a pair of front row center seats. And that was the best concert of my life. You all rocked it.
Thank you, love.
Yes.
Can't wait to get there on the 26th, though. I'm really looking forward to that.
The Memorial Day Weekend Music Fest.
The Memorial Day Weekend Music Fest. Yeah.
We got the heads of state, lead singers of New Edition, Bobby Brown, Ralph Tresvant, and Johnny Gill, Joe, After Seven, and the beautiful ladies of En Vogue.
En Vogue, yeah. That's going to be a lot
concert.
Of fun. I'm looking forward to it.
And so am I, counting down the days. You know, having this conversation has been such a blessing because you sound like you're at peace. I can hear it in your spirit, and I know it hasn't been easy. What's it like being Bobby Brown?
A lot of fun. I love to laugh. I love to have a good time. I don't know. It's just, I can't explain it because it's me. But I'm just regular person, down to earth. I try to, you know, keep my feet planted on the ground, is what my mother said to do. And I've tried to stay that way all my life.
And speaking of your mom, Carol, who you lost just a few years ago, how will you honor her this Mother's Day?
Oh, probably just really try to be around my wife as much as possible and my sisters. And just, you know, just be around family, you know. We've always been a close family, so it's just, you know, just spending as much time with them and, you know, loving up on my wife.
Ain't nobody humping around. Now, when you guys were in Vegas last year, being honored by Soul Train with your Lifetime Achievement Award, I was there, but I didn't get a chance to catch up with you, so congratulations.
Thank you.
And this year, I heard that you're going to be performing with the Jacksons at the BET Awards in June.
Yes. This June, we will be performing with the Jacksons at the Staples Center here in Los Angeles, along with R. Kelly. So we're really looking forward to that. It's like a dream come true to open up for the Jacksons. So.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
And the dream continues.
Yes,
oh,
it does.
Man. Now, when can we expect some new music?
Well, we're working on a bunch of new things, New Edition and Heads of State. And, you know, we continue to do our solo stuff. We love what we do, so we try to do as much as possible. So look for some music from New Edition and Heads of State in the near future. Also from Ralph Tresvant, from myself. There's going to be a lot of things coming out. There's going to be a lot of things happening before the year is over. Look for my sons, RJ and Landon. I'm just trying to really stay busy as possible.
And whether you never record another song or not, we will always love the musical gifts that you've given us throughout the years, as well as the many great songs that Whitney Houston gave to the world. And with that being said, what would you say is your favorite from Whitney?
I want to dance. I want to dance with someone.
Okay, because when you guys met, you were and you still are quite the Fred Astaire. I am still very excited right now to have you inside the candy store.
Thank you for taking the call.
Oh, the pleasure has been all mine. I've been waiting on you for 30 years. I couldn't even sleep last night.
Aww.
I've had the pleasure of speaking with Ralph, Mike, Ricky, Ronnie, and Johnny on many occasions. And now my mission is complete. Bobby Brown.
Thank you so much for supporting us all these years. We've made it together.
Yes, we have, and that's such a blessing. I will see you at the Memorial Weekend Music Fest, Sunday, May 26th, with Heads of State, the lead singers of New Edition, Joe, After 7, and, of course, the lovely ladies of En Vogue. And I may not have the hookup this time, so you might have to hook your homegirl up.
You can stand on the side of the stage with us.
May God continue to bless you and your family, Bobby Brown. I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I can't wait to get there.
Meow, meow, meow.